The original proposal called for splitting $3.7 million equally so 12 council members could spend it on projects in their home districts. The three at-large members would also be given an equal share. But Councilmember Chris Ford offered a new plan. It reduces the overall amount to just over $2.2 million, with spending decisions made by the entire governing body. Councilmember Steve Kay likes the newest proposal better than the original.
I think if we're going to allocate funds for capital improvement projects, we need to look at the whole county and not, as originally proposed, district by district. So this is a move forward.
The revised spending plan was given first reading. A final vote could come by the end of the month. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.